Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Well, while we wrapped up Luke chapter 12 yesterday, it appears that we have not wrapped up this discussion with Jesus amongst the same crowd as we read in chapter 13 and verse 1 that, quote, there were some present at that very time. The crowd is interacting with Jesus, and they tell him of a troubling encounter with the Roman governor, Pilate. There's apparently no other records of this event, neither biblically or otherwise, but Luke clearly had heard about it in order to record it in his gospel record. But as we read from Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 5, notice how Jesus addresses their statement about the Galileans and Pilate. Let's read Luke 13, verses 1 through 5. There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans, because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." So you may have noticed that the crowd didn't ask a question, but Jesus did. And it may be that he perceived their question, and then, of course, he provided an answer. It also seems that Jesus perceives at least one, if not more, in the crowd to be self-righteous, as Jesus asks, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans?" And if we're honest with ourselves, we've likely struggled by playing a similar comparison game. We may reason with ourselves and say, "Well, I'm not as bad as so-and-so. My sins aren't as big as him or her." But I can assure you, Jesus would have the same conclusion for us today. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. In fact, Jesus emphasizes the point further with the crowd by recounting another event with the tower in Siloam falling and killing 18 people. Jesus essentially says again, "You can make all the comparisons you want, but unless you repent, turning away from sin, you will perish too." And this perishing is more than just an earthly departure. And then, to close out this encounter with this crowd and our study today, Jesus follows up with a parable in verses 6 through 9. So let's finish by reading Luke 13, verses 6 through 9. "And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, 'Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?' And he answered him, 'Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down.'" This parable is only found in Luke, and it may be hard to see the point, but I believe it's easier to understand it in light of what we just read in verses 1 through 5. These people had time to repent, as Jesus told them to do so. Likewise, we have the opportunity to repent, as we are told to do so from God's word. But there is a time coming that will be too late. As this man would check and see if his fig tree produced after another opportunity, he would then make the judgment whether to keep the tree or cut it down. And so what are we doing with the time that we have? Are we prepared for the Lord? Are we producing, living productive lives in service to God in the time that we're given? Or are we going to perish in our sins? Don't bother playing the comparison game, neighbors, because as Jesus said, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Let's turn away from sin. Let's not perish. Let's be productive. Thanks so much for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back with more Press On. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/churchofchristbeaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.